And we have a very special guest on the line with us now, guitarist, founding member of Third Day, Mark Lee. And welcome, buddy. Thanks for checking in with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Excited.
Now, you guys, is it just me? Are you guys, like, on the road all the time?
You know, as of late, it has felt that way. I don't think we were intentional about it, but we put the current album, Miracle, came out in fall of 2012, and we have just been hitting it nonstop ever since. We did the big tour with Colton Dixon last year, and then we did a bunch of shows back in the fall, and then we just jumped right from that into... We did the road show earlier this winter. We were out with Skillet and a bunch of other artists. And now we're in the middle of, you know, we had so much fun with Skillet. We were like, well, let's just do another tour. So now it's us and Skillet and a bunch of other friends. And we're right in the middle of it. We're having a great time.
Yeah, great lineup. It's coming to Columbus Friday. And, of course, also with you, Brandon Heath, Mandisa, Peter Furler Band, and We As Humans. So, man, that's a lot of music packed into one evening.
It really is. It's a lot of music, and I love that there's a lot of variety as well. You have, you know, anything from the Skillet and the We As Human that are a little bit heavier to you have the pop stuff like the Mandisa and the Peter Furler, and I feel like Third Day, we're like the anchor right in the middle of all that, but it's a great night of music, and I think it's a lot of fun for anybody. I think you have a great time.
How is it co-headlining a tour with Skillet? That's got to be pretty cool.
You know what it really is, and it's crazy because we've been around for about 21 years, and I think they've been together almost that long. I think they've been maybe around 17 years.
Yeah.
And our first albums came out at about the same time, back in 96. And surprisingly, though, we've never done a tour together before this year. I mean, we've done a couple of festival dates through the years, but this is the first time we've been able to really hang out with those guys and gals and a great bunch of people. And the main thing, though, is they just put on an amazing show. I am just blown away every night. It is, you know, Third Day, we do rock. They're a little bit heavier rock, but they're so good at what they do. I mean, I'm just floored, literally, watching their show every night. And the fans have really been digging it. And I think it's been a really great combination of what we do and what they do. And there's a whole lot of overlap. And it looks like, anyway, the fans are having a great time.
Well, talk a little bit about your background. Was it you and Mac Powell that started Third Day back in the beginning?
That's right. Yeah, Mac and I, he was from Alabama originally, but we went to high school together outside of Atlanta. And we played in a lot of bands together, starting with, perhaps you've heard of this band, the John McEachern High School Marching Band. he was a drum major, and I was the cantankerous trombone player. So, but we got to be good friends through doing that and made some music together in some garage bands. And way back in, I guess this would have been about 91, right after we graduated from high school, we both just felt this pull that we wanted to continue to make music. And as we started to write our own songs, we wanted those to be about our faith. And we wanted to make great music. We wanted to write our own songs. We wanted the songs to reflect our relationship with God and what we're going through. We thought we were some kind of musical pioneers. We weren't aware, you know, we were vaguely, you know, familiar with Amy Grant and Michael Bevy Smith, but we didn't know that there was this whole huge Christian rock genre thing. And they already had Christian radio stations and all this. We thought we were inventing something that had been around for about 25 years at that point. But we've had a lot of fun together through the years. And we met up with David and Ty about a year later. And so the four of us, the kind of the date we look at of all of us getting together was about the end of 92. So it's been about 21 years, and we've had a blast. It's been great.
Again, talking with Mark Lee of Third Day, you talked a little bit about songwriting with Mac. A lot of people, I think, that might not know just see Mac Powell up there singing and playing guitar, thinking maybe he wrote all the songs. But, of course, you're a big part of the songwriting equation too, right?
Well, sure. Yeah, we try with the band to just collaborate on everything musically. And a lot of times Mac will start with a sort of a lyric and a simple guitar thing, and then he'll bring it to the rest of the band, and we'll get in a room together and just make music. And that's when it starts sounding like Third Day. So we all collaborate on that process. It's interesting because I mentioned we put a record out about a year and a half ago, and we're just in the stages where we're trying to talk about and figure out what the next thing is going to be. And it's always really exciting, you know, because it feels like all the options are open and we can, you know, just get back to that original creative place. You know, it's really, this is like why we're a band, is to make music together. So it's a lot of fun.
Do you sometimes start the writing process while you're on the road?
It's different, I think, for different people. For me, I do better when we're not on the road, when I'm just hanging out at home, and you almost have this summer vacation feel where you could just, possibilities are limitless. But out of necessity, especially with all of us have kids, we all have families, it's important that when we're home, we can really be home and invest the time in our children and our wives and everything. So we really try to take advantage of the time we have on the road. And so that involves, nowadays, we do a lot of our writing and creative sort of time. We do a lot of that on the road now. So we'll try to 1 or 2 days, you know, we'll be out for about 4 days at the time. We'll usually try to 1 or 2 days of those, just get together and get in the room and just see what happens musically. So we're just at the beginning of that stage right now.
Well, I know this is almost like a what's your favorite color question, but do you have a favorite Third Day song?
You know, that we get asked that from time to time, and there are just so many to choose from. I really like I've Always Loved You a lot. It was the first song on the Time album. And a lot of times that question will get phrased, if you had one song that you could play for somebody that would capture, you know, what we're trying to say or what we're all about.
Yeah.
Just this, that simple message of that God has always loved you and always will love you, I think it's just such a needed message at this time for people to hear. So that's probably still a favorite of mine.
And that is the very first Third Day song I heard on the radio, by the way.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So,
okay.
So one of the favorites of mine as well. Mark Lee joining us with Third Day. You know, I remember growing up, it used to be hard to get live recordings by groups. Every once in a while they'd release a live album, but it was hard to get like bootleg recordings or live recordings. You guys seem to be all about sharing the live recordings with listeners, and that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, we, for a few albums there, we would try to capture the tour on DVD. So we did that from Offerings, kind of through Revelation. And it seems like people don't buy, you know, for a little while there, people would buy the DVDs. And that season seems like it slowed down a little bit. So the last about 2 or 3 years, we've actually been recording our shows for quite some time, for about 5 or 6 years now. But for the last couple of years, we've tried to make a lot of that content available on our website. You can go to, Matt, if you go to thirdday.com, there will be a link on the main page, and you can look and see content from all of the shows going back for a few years now. And you can see there'll be a blog post and pictures and different things. And then also on a lot of them, most of them, you can click on and you can stream a song. And then if you really like it, or if you were at the show and want to relive the moment, you can actually buy those. So it's a really cool thing that we've been trying to, you know, because we're all big music fans ourselves. And so we're just trying to figure out a neat way, you know, if we were fans, what something that we would think would be really cool. And so this is one way we try to go down that road.
And that's awesome. Yeah, you just go to, I believe it's the Vault on your on your
exactly,
page here.
The Vault. Yeah. I was trying to think of the name of the link, but that's right. I think if you go to thirdday.com/vault, I think that's going to get you to the page.
And they're, you know, instead of somebody holding up a cell phone and trying to record it, these are like professional board recordings too, right?
Right, high-quality multi-track, and we actually mix those down every night, and they're usually available within a day or two of the show.
That's so awesome.
Whenever we play in Columbus later this week, you guys need to check out. If you can't, especially if you go to the show, but if you can't make it to the show, check it out and download a copy of it and listen to it in your car.
Absolutely. Well, finally, has the vision of Third Day changed since you guys formed back in the early 90s?
No, I don't think the overall vision has changed at all. You know, I mentioned that Mac and myself, we're just really fired up about our faith, and we wanted to share that through music. I don't think that's changed at all. That's still the goal of the band, and I think through different seasons, I think there may be a different emphasis depending on, you know, where we are and what God's got going on in our lives. But I think that hasn't changed at all. We're excited about our faith, and we want to share it through our music.
Well, the show is coming up Friday night again, and you can get your tickets through itickets.com. We've been speaking with Mark Lee of Third Day. Thanks so much, brother, for talking to us, and really looking forward to the show.
Yes, sir. Thanks. Yeah, you guys come out and see us. It's going to be a lot of fun.